It's been a strong physical battle at the Allianz Stadium in Twickenham. The two teams were evenly matched for the first 15 minutes, the hosts playing with pace and an intensity, fully respecting their opponents. The All Blacks, however, started to stretch the defence before pulling away with two tries in the space of 3 minutes through Lester Fenga Anuku and Cody Taylor. Bowden Barrett added one out of two conversions. A head injury assessment saw England's fly half Freddie Stewart replaced by Marcus Smith. This became a permanent change. Keeping ball in hand, England started to attack the New Zealand try line. Ollie Lawrence started the scoring for the hosts after 26 minutes. George Ford then successfully kicked not one but two drop goals in the space of as many minutes. Going into half-time, the All Blacks have a narrow lead. England 11, New Zealand 12.